You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. Take a quick drive around some Syracuse neighborhoods, and it's hard to miss the proliferation of convenience stores, sometimes several within a few blocks. Their value to a neighborhood depends on whom you ask. While some provide much-needed items in areas that have little access to groceries, others are blamed for a limited selection of healthy food or even serving as a magnet for drug dealing and other unsavory behavior. WAER Scott Willis takes a look at how some parts of the city are hoping to limit the number of so-called corner stores through the city's pending overhaul of its land use regulations.
As you drive through the near west side, there's certainly no shortage of corner stores. I just passed one at Gifford and Oswego Streets. They are not on every corner, but they are certainly prevalent, and that is a concern for many of the residents in this neighborhood.
Corner stores in our neighborhood are a pretty big source of complaints frequently. They draw a lot of illegal bad activity, and they generate a lot of trash. These things come up fairly often at our meetings.
Hillary Donahue is a facilitator with the Westside TNT, or Tomorrow's Neighborhoods Today. She's optimistic that the city's new zoning code, set to take effect early next year, will help prevent some of those problems in the future. Donahue says they're actually trying to stop a proposed store from moving into a former dry cleaner on Gifford Street, which would require a change of use.
And we thought we'd have a voice. They'd have to go to a public hearing, and we'd be able to say, no, we don't need this additional corner store. But the zoning code allows that use. So there's only like little bits and pieces we can grab at to kind of reject the corner store.
That's under the current zoning rules, but that could change. The city of Syracuse has held nearly 100 meetings with neighborhood groups about the Rezone Syracuse project over the past few years, and city planner Owen Kearney says the stores are one of the top five issues. So how can a new zoning ordinance help? Kearney says they're proposing changes in the review and approval process for what's called neighborhood-scale retail.
In many instances, there is a very limited review. There's no public notification. There is no public hearing. If they meet the basic standards, they may open without a real comprehensive public dialogue. That was one of the things that we felt updating our zoning regulations, we could begin to address.
Kearney says they're creating a new category that will require a special permit to open a corner store in a neighborhood business corridor. It'll get a higher level review by the city, and property owners nearby will be notified by mail. There will also be a public hearing before the Planning Commission. Kearney says that should give residents a greater voice in important land use decisions.
One, we want you to know about it. Two, we want your input on the potential positives or negatives or just insights you have about that particular site or the block or the immediate area, and help inform the folks that are reviewing this with your neighborhood level input.
So I'm driving along East Division Street, just off Salina Street in Little Italy, and I'm counting about five convenience stores within just two or three blocks. Pat Bodie is a facilitator with the Northside TNT and says residents there have had concerns about some corner stores for years. She says the worst ones have been forced to close under nuisance abatement, but then they reopen under different ownership. Bodie and others question how legitimate some of the stores are.
If you were really in business to sell legal products, there wouldn't be a need for that many convenience stores on the north side because you wouldn't be making money. If you look at it, there's no neighborhood that would need as many convenience stores unless they're doing other things.
Bodie is reserving judgment on whether the new review process for neighborhood scale retail will be effective. Kearney, the city planner, knows residents would like them to do more to address the problems that some corner stores can create.
During those conversations, it becomes clear that some of the issues that they're most concerned about, whether it be loitering or the sale of certain products, sort of fall outside the bounds of what zoning and land use regulations can control. So we've had to manage those expectations.
Kearney says they plan to complete the rezone project by year's end. Once the state gives its approval, the new zoning map will be on the books by sometime early next year. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.